Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Lenteen. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dave Stegman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The DH, Gary Hancock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrie fires to first and picks off Burleson. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Stapleton moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez takes first base on ball four. Stapleton moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Stapleton scores. Lynn moves to third. Perez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lentine strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to second. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobson. Cowens scores. Parrish moves to third. Brookins moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lentine takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk is walked intentionally. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Fisk scores. Hobson moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Roger Weaver now pitching. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-2 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Stapleton hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-2 in the game. Poppy strikes out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-2 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentin is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Poppy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson juggles the ball. That's an error on Hobson. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-3 in the game. Poppy hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 0-for-3 in the game. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.